Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that talks with local nonprofit organizations making our region a better place, sponsored in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union. This month, Michelle Kinsey sat down with the Southside Muncie Community Center, seeking to enhance the quality of life for the nearby area.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me is Yolanda Taylor, and she is from the Unity Center in Muncie. And I suppose, Yolanda, we should start with, what exactly is the Unity Center?
The Unity Center is a community center. It is a center on the south side of town, and we try to fit the needs of the community, whatever their needs are. We try to assist them with those.
I know that this place is very near and dear to your heart. Why did you think we needed the Unity Center where it is today?
Growing up, you know, I was very fortunate. I had a great childhood. Once I got out into the community, and my grandfather and my mother, you know, they were instrumental in me becoming very passionate about the community because they always gave back. I saw a need. I got a call and asked, would I come and volunteer? 3 years ago, and I'm still there.
So that volunteer position turned into a full-time job. Well, more than full-time.
More than
full-time.
Yes, I do.
Talk to me about some of the things that you've done or perhaps you're most proud of at the Unity Center over the last 3 years.
Most proud of is bringing families into the center. And that's what I want the community to buy into the center. This is your center. We service from 3-year-old all the way to 100-year-old.
Wow.
We have a senior program where we feed a hot lunch every Tuesday and Friday at 11. And then we have an after-school program, which we help with homework and tutoring with the help of SVS students here at Ball State. Mm-hmm. And then we also have other programs where mentoring programs, health programs. Like I said, it's the whole community.
We should probably point out that the Unity Center is in a former elementary school. So what a perfect location. It has everything. And not only do you offer programming, but you also invite other community groups.
Yes, and that's what the Community Center is for. Other organizations that come in and they can have their different programs or offer whatever.
Tell me about some things that you're planning to do in the future. What are some other things that you're looking forward to?
We're looking to expand to more programming for the 3 to 5-year-olds. One, to help them get ready for kindergarten, and two, to help them understand an after-school program, reading, and that, because we found that, you know, our children are lacking in that
Absolutely.
Area.
Absolutely. Anything you could do before kindergarten is
yes.
beneficial.
Yes. And then one of the programs that we're doing is the gun violence initiative through Champions for a Safe Community, through the 100 Men Who Cook. Mm-hmm. That is near and dear to me as well, because I've lost family members, or I've had friends that this past year, 2016, lost children to gun violence. So that's another one we're going to hit hard. And now the summer job program, it was Nothing Stops a Bullet Like a Job. We did that this summer, and we had 50 teens and young adults, and they had to go through a mentoring session once a week, and then they worked, and then they were paid at the end of that day. It was the Ross Center, the Unity Center, and the Bewley Center.
So truly collaborative.
Yes. Yes, it was a collaborative effort. We got youth from all three centers that came.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I'm noticing a lot more partnerships in the community. And I think that's great. More than I've ever seen, really. A lot of different organizations partnering, really trying to tackle important issues in the community.
You can make a bigger impact.
Absolutely.
If you collaborate. And then with your limited resources, if you pull those
yes.
together, and that's what it's about to me.
Sure. Now, I'm sure there are a lot of people listening right now thinking, what can I do? What can I do to help the Unity Center?
Volunteer. Volunteerism is so big. Even if you can't, you know, it's like, oh, I don't want to work with kids because, you know, but they do. Lend us your talent.
Yolanda, where could people get more information about the Unity Center and what's going on there?
They can go to our Facebook page, or they can give us a call at 765-213-2571, or stop by the location at 515 East 9th Street.
Thank you.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft. You can revisit this episode and catch up with all of our previous editions anytime at our program website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.